from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, jamming in a few calls here. More coming up as they try to start an open hot war with Syria via Turkey. Bill in Florida, a WTAN 1340 AM listener, one of our, I don't know, we got like 10 affiliates in Florida now, one of our great affiliates down there. Bill, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
You're welcome, Alex. First time I've spoke to you. I want to tell you something about what Michael Medved took a shot at you the other day, but before I get into that, I want to ask you, what do you know about technology stocks and companies?
I don't know. I mean, I know, I have general knowledge. I don't know how to fix a computer. I read the big white papers about the future of the internet and where the globalists are going, so I understand the larger structures, but I don't really follow technology stocks a ton. I know that, generally, I don't want to comment on it because it's such a complex issue. But look, everybody's taking a shot at me now. I mean, because the system's tried to suppress us, and now we're going supernova. I mean, the show is just exploding, and so the attacks are coming. So, but Medved has attacked me many times. I was at the RNC in 2004 in New York, and I just politely walked over and said, "Mr. Medved, or Michael Medved, I'd like to interview you." And he went, "Alex Jones. You're the guy that says they're going to blow things up." And then and he was like trying to get everybody scared to get Secret Service or something. And I understood what he was doing. And I retreated because he wanted to get my credentials obviously taken. And he smiled and laughed, you know, like, "I ran you out," because they know how to use that fear to herd the cattle. But what did the little pathetic talk show host say about me?
Well, before I get into that, real quick, getting back to the technology thing, there was an analyst on there, two of them, matter of fact. And they were talking about this Christian-based company that's based in China. Okay, and he claims, or they both say that this is going to be the next Apple of China, and it's called China Tech Faith Wireless. It currently trades on NASDAQ. Its symbol is CNTF, that's China Nancy Tom Frank. And they were real hot in the stock, and the stock is, I think, only about $1 a share, but they said they feel that this thing is going to be the next Apple, and this thing is going to skyrocket.
Yeah, we hear that all the time. And I don't know enough to say, you know, if it's real or a pump and dump. I just don't know. See, if I focused on stocks, I'd be obsessed on it, and then I would know about it. But instead, I just realize it's a big casino in the sky. It's all about insider knowledge, and it's all about the insiders basically more and more robbing everybody. But, I mean, China is – if China doesn't collapse, it will be the center of the world. But it's kind of an all-or-nothing situation from my perspective. But so what did Medved say?
Then about a week and a half or two ago, he had a guy in there substantiating Medved's all about fluoride. And he was saying, because I know he's taking a shot at you, don't be listening to these conspiracy shows where they tell you that fluoride is bad for you.
Oh, no, he's attacked me by name many times. I don't even pay attention to him. People send me the clips. So I'm not surprised he didn't even use my name anymore. I mean, look, they're upset that it's coming out that the American Medical Association has said, take it out of the water. I mean, that's now in the news. What he was hoping his audience didn't know that?
Well, Medved was all pro fluoride. He says, you keep, never mind drinking that bottle of water. He said, you drink it right out of that tap with the fluoride and all because it's good for you. And that's how he did it. And it was like almost demonic the way he sounded.
He's like, you take it, you scum.
Yeah, he was
you
very filth,
you drink what I tell you. Well, listen, food is at the center of the family, everything, and the hearth. And they want to tell you what to eat. And they do. They tell parents, you don't bring your school lunch. You drink what we drink. You take what we take, and we're going to make you take vaccines. And they're like, because it's what you're going to take, you cattle. So anyways.
You ought to check out his, I think it's on Tuesday. He has this once a week show where it's Conspiracy Tuesday or something, and he tries to debunk everything that you have supposedly conspiracy.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're rising. He's, I don't know, I mean, really, not even on the map. So, whatever, great for him, good for him. It actually hurts me that he's so evil. I mean, he's a pathetic creature. All right, we'll be back. Stay with us, Infowars.com. Back tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. He's got some breaking news that we'll break here on air dealing with Bill Maher, host of course, HBO television talk show. And, of course, previous to that, he had one on broadcast television, politically incorrect. Pretty shocking statement that we're going to be getting into, just showing where these people are coming from and how does anybody call them liberal. I would call them anti-human. Also, this report is, again, up at InfoWars.com, PrisonBunny.com, and DrudgeReport.com. Coming next, TSA shock bracelets. Coming next, TSA shock bracelets. This is the type of stuff that we are covering here on the broadcast today. We are also going to open the phones up, but I need to get into this first. And I know we're covering this. It's in U.S. news, it's in European news, but it's still kind of back of the paper that, oh, there's a crisis in Syria, and oh, we just want the people there to be free and safe, and oh, isn't Assad terrible? He's being mean to the peaceful protesters. We heard that 9 months ago, and the last 3 or 4 months, they went, well, the Free Syrian Army are rebels, but they're trying to bring freedom and, you know, kick out the Assad regime. And then it turns out, yeah, about half of them are actually al-Qaeda, and they fly al-Qaeda flags, and they're blowing up churches and stuff. But, yeah, it's the same group they put into Libya to, you know, take down that country and engage in ethnic cleansing of blacks and others. I mean, it's just, it's so over-the-top Orwellian that we're being told, give up our rights because of al-Qaeda. But meanwhile, the elements, the criminal elements that have seized control of NATO and our government are using them to start a sectarian Shiite-Sunni civil war. It is just absolutely disgusting what's going on, and it's meant to cause a big, giant crisis so that the big banks can divert our attention from their economic implosion that's designed to be a takeover and make hundreds of billions a year off more weapon sales and bring down Syria and just wreck it as a stepping stone to go into Iran. And that's the policy that's going on, and we can't even get the media to admit this is a war. I mean, they call it a police action. They call it a humanitarian. It's not humanitarian to be now into day 9, or is it day 10? I don't know. It started like last Thursday of last Wednesday. So how many days? 7, 8, 9 days. I don't know. How many days has the shelling been going on? It's at least 8 days now. That is so incredibly immoral in the name of, oh, a few mortars have gotten shot over into some villages. And then the media says, oh, Syria says they did it. And Syria goes, we never said that. And there's no proof they ever said it. That's the telltale sign. That's how Hitler started World War II in Poland. He said Poland kept attacking German forces. And it turned out it was staged. The Germans were attacking their own bases and shooting newsreel footage of it called Operation Himmler. You know, the Spanish didn't really attack us in 1898 to start the Spanish war that we had, the Spanish-American War. But so many other countries have done similar things. Spain has staged stuff to go after the Basque before. This is just the main toolbox tool. And militaries get into this because if you go back thousands of years ago, even to Alexander the Great, he would send in a small contingent of cavalry or infantry to draw out the larger enemy force, say, into a valley or into a low-lying area so they could come down from high ground on them. That's just a classic primitive military strategy or stratagem. And you would get your smaller force of, say, 500 infantry or cavalry wiped out. But that was bait to just bring in the larger force, and then your army wins and you'd lose 10,000 less soldiers than you would have. And the argument is, in justifies the means, we killed 500 of our troops to draw out the enemy so that 10,000 didn't die. And then that's how you get false flags. That's how these arguments work, to the point of they put neocons on C-SPAN, you know, saying, World Bank officials, we played this again just earlier this week, saying we need to stage something, blow something up and blame it on Iran. Or we need to start bombing them and then say it's an accident to get a war going. And that's what they're doing clearly with Syria. And again, it is incredibly immoral on top of it. Even if you're cold-blooded and think, well, you know, we're an American empire. We're going to control that region and get the oil and gas. They get the oil and gas to create a monopoly to keep the prices high while having policies here that the oil companies actually have been caught running, not environmentalists. They're their useful front people. Even AP's reported on this. They sued 10 years ago to get the documents. We've covered that ad nauseum, where they want gas prices higher. And they want to shut down refineries and not build new ones to have a bottleneck. So, see, the good old boys sometimes will, you know, when I'm walking down the street, they'll shake my hand. They'll go, but listen, you know, I'm an engineer. I've been in Iraq off and on for 5 years, and I'm making a couple hundred thousand a year. And we need that oil. And I go, really? What are you an engineer? Building buildings? Because if you're American, there's not many U.S. oil companies there. It's foreign oil companies that were given the oil rights, wasn't it? Well, yeah, that's actually true. So you're here telling me, hey, Alex, we got the oil. Like, hey, we're pirates. Yeah, it was all a lie. But I've been told this probably 20 times by good old boys on the streets who think, come on, man, you know we're getting the oil. I'm like, yeah, we're not getting the oil. We're paying for the globalists to get the oil to then keep the prices high. Because when they get the oil and restrict its flow, they get higher profits. See, people think more oil, more money. No, diamonds are semi-precious on the scale. They're semi-precious. They lay all over the ground in Africa, for heaven's sakes. That's why there's one price for industrial, one price for the bauble market. Things that are really rare are things like rubies and things. That's why the rich don't really wear diamonds anymore. They're not into them. And De Beers, the Oppenheimers, they control the countries that have it to create an artificial scarcity. So that's the point, is we're paying for this, paying to radicalize the Middle East, and then when I don't want to attack these countries in a few years, well, they're already attacking Libya a year after they, quote, freed it, saying, oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda's there. Well, yeah, the Al-Qaeda you put in. So if they topple Assad, and then they topple Iran, who knows what we'll get out of it? And then that'll be fine with the globalists. They'll have new enemies to fight that are even worse. And then the good old boys say, well, them Arabs always are just killing each other. Let them kill each other. It's such an immoral statement, because the globalists, even if you like killing Arabs, and even if this was a racial empire, you know, that was having some victory over people, which it's not, you need to understand that's all a pipe dream. The globalists are using the Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist, jihadi threat to re-engineer our once free society and overthrow private property rights, the freedom of the press, religion. I mean, they're dismantling everything and all of the FEMA and Homeland Security training manuals that are public. There isn't a word about Al-Qaeda. I remember 10 years ago, we were covering community events where the FBI would say, come out and help after 9/11, you know, get together to watch in our community. And it was in the news. You'd get there, it'd be a two-day event. We sent reporters to some of them. The Ritters here locally with their local access show went and got it. And you'd get there on a two-day event at the – got this video somewhere here around the office. We played it before. We're going to do a report on that. It was in Austin. It's the same manuals all over the country. It's just different. You know, they put a Texas stamp on the manual here and then a, you know, a New York stamp in New York. But it openly said you go, you get donuts the first, you know, day, orientation. They show you Al-Qaeda training tapes. Oh, Al-Qaeda's going to get us. And then they go, now let's segue into homegrown extremists. And 90%+ of the course, this is like 10 years ago, is on homegrown groups and militias and evil gun owners and how the returning veterans are dangerous. And that was 10 years ago. By 3.5 years ago, it's the veterans are the number one threat and they're terrorists. And George Washington's bad. I mean, it's ridiculous. So while you're being told, hey, we're doing all this to fight Al-Qaeda, the globalists run Al-Qaeda. And look, here's the news on the Turkey front. I mean, this could easily move into a larger regional war. Well, it's already a regional war. The SecDef has said, Secretary of Defense, that it could be a very dangerous regional war that could trigger a larger war. Russian troops are now battling U.S. and NATO and British and other troops, but under NATO, they're now battling. I mean, we've known it's been going on for 4 months of the 9 months, but now it's confirmed. Heavy reinforcements of Marines, U.S. Army, CIA, commandos, Delta units, Green Berets, Army Rangers. It's on with Russian Spetsnaz. I mean, it's on right now. Our country is at war with Russia right now. Now, if you don't think that's a big deal, okay, and preemptively starting it with them. That's Russia's only port in the Mediterranean. They've been there forever. Russia is in a non-aggressive posture. The globalists are trying to overthrow their elections in their country, getting the Russians back in a militarized capacity. When meanwhile, the banks are the people that have captured our country, and they're trying to capture Russia. See, they want to destroy Russia. They want to destroy America. They want to destroy Syria. Oh, and believe me, that's why most Israeli experts say they don't want this to happen. It's going to end up destroying Israel down the road. And make no mistake, the EU and some of these factions, they don't want Israel there. There's not just the pro-Israel faction, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is sophisticated. This is biblical type stuff. And, you know, I don't even address it from that perspective, but, I mean, I'm always saying, oh, no, you know, Christ comes back. I bet it's 1,000 years from now. A lot of stuff's got to happen. It's really starting to creep me out. I mean, it's the genetic engineering, all of it. The kids wearing chips to go to school, thumbprinting to buy and sell, cash being banned in Louisiana for secondhand sales, the farms being attacked, the world government, churches all over the U.S. removing their crosses. I mean, it's just insane. And Turkey's now grounding passenger jets from Syria and beating up the passengers. I mean, this is in the news. I mean, they are really trying to get Syria to do something. And the Russians are there. I mean, unbelievable. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
So guys, everywhere you look, there is a new testosterone product. Because boosting free testosterone will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little-known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will take your experience to a whole new level. In fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost. With ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Taser bracelets. Please recognize that Taser is a registered trademark and is also a product manufactured only by Taser International, which is located in Scottsdale, Arizona. We don't manufacture a taser bracelet, nor do we manufacture a device that resembles or could be used as a bracelet. The device should be classified as a stun gun bracelet and not a taser bracelet. Oh, we're sorry. You don't call it a taser. You call it a stun gun bracelet. Can you please immediately correct the headline and the story? By the way, guys, grab the video with the Homeland Security promo about the shock bracelets. Can you please immediately correct the headline and the story by removing any reference to Taser brand products in the future? Please describe it generally by stating it as a stun gun. No, we've changed the headline to shock bracelet or electric shock bracelet. If you would like to talk about this more, please feel free to contact me. Stacy Todd, Communications Assistant. Stacy, thank you for your kind letter. We know you're freaked out by this because it's linked at drudgereport.com. But let me just publicly address this right now because it gets into a bunch of different issues. Then we'll go to break, get back into the news, and go to your calls. I just changed Paul Watson's headline, not because I think Paul Watson's wrong, but because this time you were friendly. When your lawyers 2 years ago sent us a threatening tort letter, I didn't call my lawyer. I got on the phone with your head lawyer, not your assistant person, at Taser International in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I said, because they sent us a letter saying, don't use Taser, period. It's trademark. It's not trademark in free speech news headlines. And just like Google has become ubiquitous with search engines, you have become ubiquitous with electroshock devices. And Tasers have been medically proven that they're causing heart attacks, and you've upped the power. And I'm all for people having Tasers as self-defense. Quite frankly, I own one. I don't think weapons are bad, but I think their misuse is. So I don't think Taser's the issue here. But I told their lawyer that, and I said, but I don't like you trying to stomp on my First Amendment. I want you to apologize right now and say, I shouldn't have got this letter. The lawyer said, you're absolutely right, Mr. Jones. And I said, you need to stop sending these letters out to thousands of people, which they admitted, telling them don't use our name Taser. When most people are ignorant and think, oh, my God, I can't say Taser in stories about Tasers. Because, oh, my gosh, I got a letter. That's their copyright. That's their trademark. Well, I'll say it. Taser, 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 Taser. Listen, trademarks go back to England 500 years ago, for those that don't know. They had it before in Rome, but the modern trademark system was with beer and alcohol, wine, whiskey, scotch. People knew, hey, that's a good little barrel of that. That's a good bottle of that. And there was a mark on it, and shysters would go out and put a mark on their crud. And so the courts ruled, no, you can't use that mark unless it's yours. So I can't sell electronics and put the Sony logo or name on it. I put a hamburger place and put the Golden Arches up. But as a radio talk show host and as a writer and a researcher, we can use the word Taser. And by the way, they manufacture one of the bracelets that's been looked at by Homeland Security. And if I want to call a shock bracelet a Taser bracelet, I'll call it that. Now, technically, I think it's better to say, coming next, TSA electric shock bracelets. That's even more for people that don't get it, because people have gotten dumbed down about the word Taser, like that someone's been dazed, is the semantical linguistic manipulation there. No. How about police killing people with high-powered cattle prods? And why have they increased the power of electrocution devices that you should only use as the next step towards a firearm in a danger continuum? Somebody is swinging a club at you. You're a cop. You got a right to shoot them. But maybe you want to be restrained as a peace officer and just taser them before you kill them, because you don't want, you know, to have that on your hands just because some guy's drunk or whatever and swinging a club around. But frankly, club will kill you. I'd probably just shoot somebody. But the point is that okay, use the taser. Don't use it on a woman that argues with you on the side of the road. Don't use it on somebody who won't pee in a cup, who's strapped down at the hospital, and courts rule they can torture. I'm sick of your legitimate product being used to torture people. So don't threat. Well, this isn't a threat, so I nicely, because I think it's an even better headline, changed it. But not because of your letter. But because I thought an even better headline the way I just put it and changed it. Okay, so there you go. And it's a First Amendment issue. A lot of people aren't using the word taser because they're threatening them, and that's wrong.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
African lion, a Indian tiger, the globalists have godlike weapons and technologies that we paid for, that our minds designed, that they're now using against us. And they've dumbed the population down to just an incredible level where people don't know what their rights are. People have no idea what their basic liberties are. They have no idea that we're already in, by and large, a global private corporate government that is mopping up less than 10 rogue nations right now. And again, I don't want to live in Syria under the Assad regime. I mean, compared to his dad, he's a nice guy. He's a good guy compared to Gaddafi. Gaddafi's a good guy compared to Al-Qaeda. It's really a lesser of evils. And they're trying to destroy states that are trying to become truly progressive and work with the West, and places where women go to college and don't have to wear hoods over their heads, and where they don't sexually mutilate people. And those are all the countries the globalists are overthrowing, which has always been the British policy to put the Bedouins, basically, and I'm not knocking all the Bedouins, but the radical Bedouins, in charge. That's the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia. They're the army. Saudi Arabia is allied with the globalists. And of course, they used a group to take the blame for 9/11 so the globalists could enslave us here to then make the deal later. This was written about decades ago, to give the Middle East to Saudi Arabia. I mean, Saudi Arabia, ladies and gentlemen, is incredibly powerful. I've read Wall Street Journal articles on air. People have taken it out of context. When I pointed out that the rich Saudi families predominantly are now some of the biggest owners of TV, radio, news, and film production. I don't think you can say they control it, but to a great extent, they are more and more owning it, like News Corp and things. I mean, those are facts, and people don't know that. And that's not a demonization of Muslims and Arabs in general, who I think have been demonized unfairly. There is a larger global strategy to radicalize. I mean, look at Iraq. I mean, Saddam was trained by the CIA in 1958. That's declassified. He was sent over to try to overthrow the Ba'athist Progressive Party. I don't mean progressive in the communist sense, but it was more socialist. And then they made him head of security, and then he became dictator in 79, and the West funded him $30+ billion to attack Iran. And again, the globalists are trying to destabilize every nation state. That's why they're paying to ship our jobs overseas while working to collapse China at the same time. Because they're outside the countries. The globalists are corporations playing nations off against each other to consolidate their corporate power, which is not the corporation down the street from you that, you know, does after-school charities, you know, sports teams. Because you know, the left, who isn't really the left, as you'll see coming out in the next hour, they're a bunch of sickening eugenicist monsters posing as bleeding hearts. And they think any corporation or any money's bad that isn't in their pocket. They're just robbers. They're pirates. They're a gang who have giant mobs of moronic people who've been dumbed down from birth and don't know how to fend for themselves, that can just demand their goodies, whether it's Venezuela or whether it's the United States. It's shameful. We know what dependency does. It's ugly. Adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. Victor Hugo, French statesman and philosopher. One of my favorite quotes, because it's true. I mean, old timers, my dad's dad knew how to fix a combine with pieces of rubber band and a tin can and would rebuild things because you just couldn't get a part delivered in a month and he didn't have the money. And he had to make it work. And my dad, you know, just from tinkering as a child, I'd have a robot R2-D2 break when I was 10, and he'd open it up with a soldering iron and find it and fix it in an hour. My dad could pull over on the side of the road and change somebody's tire in 3 minutes, like it was NASCAR or something. I've had flat tires. It takes me like an hour out there to figure it out and get it up and everything. And I know more than the general public. I hear people, I was just talking to David Knight the other night, and I've heard this so many times from callers and people on the street. But he was doing an interview for TV up there and was talking to a lady, because he's been a media fellow at an institute. And you're out talking to people, and you're like, hey, what's your favorite power system then, since you want to shut down a coal? And they go, well, I like electricity. It's clean. You're like, well, did you know 51 to 52% of your electricity comes from coal? I mean, I talk to people. They literally don't know where food comes from. They'll say, you should ban hunting. It's mean to kill an animal. And I've been sitting there at a dinner table with someone while they're eating chicken or beef. And I'm going, do you know the life cycle of that animal? At least the beef was out on a pasture and only had maybe an hour of hearing other cows being hit in the head with big gas bolts and killed and having their throats slit and blood out. And a big robot-like machine grabs them by the legs and brings them up in the ceiling out of a horror movie. I've been in a slaughterhouse before, and let me tell you, it's pretty hellish. The point is that, that chicken lived in a cage with mites all over it, fed drugs and antibiotics to keep it alive in a horrible place. You got to wear a breathing mask when you're in there. See, I've grown up in and around farms, and I've been with friends repeatedly, and they go, hold on, I got to pull over here and pick up a trailer load of this turkey crap and take it and dump it before, we get on down the road and go hunting. And you pull in, like, put this mask on. You want to see something? You're like, whoa. I mean, I don't want animals actually treated like that. I think we should have some basic rules and pay more. But instead, they're not going to do that. They're using animal rights to shut down small farms and ranches that are incredibly humane so that big factory farms can run everything. And believe me, folks, if you hadn't been in one, you don't know. It is like a concentration camp on steroids. And my point is, hey, okay, you can say the chickens are dumb animals, and they are. The issue is we're eating that. You ever tasted a really farm-raised real chicken? With it boiled down in the broth, it tastes completely different than what you think chicken is. It's just flavorless blubber. I remember, 15 years ago, BBC reported on it, and they showed it. It's a chicken with four legs instead of wings, so it had more meat on it. But they decided that it was too hard to keep them alive. Oh, and they didn't have a head. I forgot that part. They have a funnel where you just stick a funnel in a hole, and then the chicken just grows up as a big blob. And you think it's safe to genetically engineer something like that and then eat that? We're already eating clone beef, clone chicken, you name it. And see, that's supposedly what the liberals don't like, but they're never off fighting that. They're too busy saying, oh, I don't think Fukushima's a problem. There's too many people. Or, oh, I'm a scientist. We got a new article out today. Yeah, okay, the GMO is sterilizing you. There's too many people. They're really just a bunch of weird failures that are so angry at the world that they just hate everybody, and they think if they had power, everything would be okay. You know, I have personally been around a lot of these people, and folks aren't happy that haven't been successful on their own. I mean, when you've been successful on your own, it is extremely satisfying. It is empowering, not from a power trip perspective, but from you're meant to build. You're meant to work. You're meant to create. You're meant to design. You're meant to do the right thing. You're meant to stand up. And it's those points of adversity in my life and the times I did work, 24 hours straight, that are the most valuable to me now. Because that's being somebody, not to be somebody so your neighbor thinks you're cool, but because you are somebody. And I run into these unhappy, empty people who are even successful financially, but successful through the fraud of the system, successful through lies, lying to themselves, and they're just totally unhappy, running around from this to that, trying to find fulfillment, and you're not going to find it. Of course people are unfulfilled and know something's wrong, and are preparing, even if they don't intellectually know why they're preparing, because instinctively you know something's wrong. Because your conscious mind may be diverted and distracted, but even the average dumbbell out there knows, well, wait a minute, they're using radical Muslims out of Saudi Arabia and Al-Qaeda to attack Syria and Libya, but I'm told I need to give my rights up because of Al-Qaeda. Even if you don't consciously register that, Your subconscious, that's around 100 times on average, they've done studies, more powerful than your conscious. I mean, that's the brain, the full brain. You just can't consciously comprehend all of this because it's so big. Those of us that have opened up our minds and focused and studied and gotten into real intellectual exercises, it becomes so deliciously electric that it begins to open up the mind, but then you become, what do they call it, when somebody is has a high IQ, is intelligent, but they get a little weird? What's the word for that? Eccentric. Yes, that's the word. Well, we all should be eccentric. Humans are meant to be complex, multi-layered, multifaceted people, not decadent slobs eating genetically modified chicken, pumped full of hormones and antibiotics that are destroying the flora in your stomach and giving you gut disorders on top of the vaccines. And I'm ranting. Here's the toll-free number on any of the stuff I've raised. We have the video coming up, coming next, TSA taser bracelets. The video is in our article at Infowars.com and also GrudgeReport.com still has it. It was up last night. Scroll down to the bottom on the left-hand side if you want to find it there. And the Washington Times, of course, reported on it after we reported it back in 08. But now they're looking at it again. And it's along with the other torture where they tell people, you didn't go through the scanner. I'm now going to punch you in the testicles. Or when they attack a congressman's genitals. I'm sorry to mention this. Or when they stick things in your drinks after you've gone through and bought it inside the secure area of the airport, stealing cash and pleading guilty to it, saying, well, I had to punish him. We all do it. The freeze orders. I mean, it's all part of the torture. So we're going to get into some of that. And if you think they won't do this, think again. I remember in 1998, it's in my 1999 film, Police State 2000. It's free online. You can buy the DVD if you want to have a high quality, a better res version, and support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Evil capitalism. We don't come take your money forcibly. You just support us if you do. And decide through free will to help us get the word out. But that's a side issue. The Austin American Statesman announced, yeah, they're putting microphones up around Austin. They're gunshot detectors. And I went and looked up the company. And they said, no, it's a shotgun microphone to listen to people at 200 yards away and hooked into the threat fusion centers that they already had before 9/11. They just didn't call them that. They called them threat integration centers. And then I learned they put them up nationwide, and now they just admit, oh, we're actually listening to you. But they've never, quote, solved one crime with them because they don't even want to admit it into court because it's really part of a globalist takeover. It's for political people they're going to get later. It's not for criminals that they want to encourage so they can have a culture of crime to fill the biggest prison population in the world. It's a crop of criminals they breed and have the rap culture tell them it's cool. And they have you dress in a way that the police are trained is the enemy uniform of a gangbanger. So the police then go out in a programmed role game. It's a game. It's all war gaming. They don't even consciously know that. So the commanders do to go out and then grab the people and throw them in the university of crime. I mean, it's all been actuaried out. It's all been programmed out by the globalist masterminds, and they phase it in. It looks like they're total geniuses. They are wicked and they are smart, but it's phased in upgrades. And that's why it's so sophisticated and so hard to beat. I mean, if you don't think they'll do that, they have now put IntelliStreets, and there's several other companies. Remember we covered this 2 years ago, it became a big national story. And they have cameras and microphones in them, and then I've confirmed they're here in town. And I'm so conditioned, even though I've gone and... Because, see, I've even been conditioned. I've known about this so long and was laughed at. Oh, yeah, I've been on national TV and radio shows, and they go... this is like 7-8 years ago before it was even in the news. It'd been in the news a little bit, calling it gunshot detectors. Oh, you're the guy that thinks the streetlights are watching us. That would never happen in America. Now it's like, oh, yeah, Homeland Security, billion here, billion there, putting in tens of thousands of streetlights that watch you, listen to you, track you. Oh, and grab your wireless communications and steal those and run it in wirelessly or into a cable box back to the globalist. For processing, and they built a little NSA substation. They're going to freak out when they know I've discovered this. Doesn't even have a fence around it outside Austin. And I heard rumors of this and then snooped around, and it is some kind of clandestine operation. And it's got all these hubs coming out of it and water storage and stuff. And I'm like, man, they've got NSA stuff down in San Antonio, one almost as big as the giant complex in Utah. And it's like, oh, well, big giant snooper buildings, you know, the size of Mall of America or bigger. That's nothing to worry about. And then, oh, you know, 2 miles from my house, some type of spook base. Well, that's living in a free country. And those spook bases, folks, they're watching you and I. They're not worried about Al-Qaeda. They run. And, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We've got malevolent bad guys in control. And the reason they can't fully take over is because there's so many good people in the military, in the police departments, in the fire departments, in the bureaucracies, and general citizens. And there's good talk show hosts. And there's a lot of good media people that know this is wrong. But we better get past left and right and Romney and Obama, even though it's fun to watch those two guys spar, and go, man, we really are in trouble. Because here's the deal. They're not just setting up some high-tech tyranny because they're worried about GMO and genetic engineering getting out of control. They're not just setting up a world government, as they publicly say at higher levels. Oh, we're doing this because of super weapons and disruptive technologies. We've got to have a tyranny to protect humanity. I would still be against that because that's always the excuse, and bad guys end up taking it over, even if it started good. But it's not. It didn't start good. It's eugenics. It's cold-blooded. And they want to cull us down to nothing. And they're setting the kill grid up. And all of you that serve the system, you're not going to have to wait. It's always, oh, our kids. You know, let's do the right thing for our kids. How about for you? Because it's just going to get crazier. The end of civilization as we know it, a long emergency, as it's been called, a continued scientific degeneration, while the globalist poses saviors from every angle. As we die of cancer, as we die of neurological disorders, as it all goes off the charts, they'll pose as the saviors, as heroes sucking the money out of us, as the tasers go up in power and more people die, that'll just be accepted, as torture becomes more accepted. I mean, we're just being brutalized right now, and it's going to get worse. So everybody serving this, I mean, I don't know. If you knew what I knew, you would immediately join the side of liberty and freedom and be against the globalist. I mean, there's really no choice. But there is a choice. You are given a choice. So, I mean, you better make one. You better make one right now. You better make a decision. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Us diseases that only the globalists can treat, we're slaves. And they talk about how all their dictatorships of the past have been overthrown, so they have scientifically tried to forge something that is unstoppable. And that's what the robots are all about. They'll follow orders when troops won't. That's what the drugging of the food and the water is about. I mean, we are all part of a giant experiment. They don't just experiment on the U.S. troops with deadly vaccines and stuff. They don't just, no, they spray St. Louis with nerve gas and kill people. And then decades later it comes out and nobody gets in trouble. Now, that just came out last week. People talking about, yeah, the day they sprayed, my daddy died. I mean, this is killing people. And notice they never get in trouble. Well, who are they? Who authorizes this? I covered it last night on the air. In fact, guys, will you bring me the news stack from last night? I left it in there in the broadcast studio because people actually went and got U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, where it says, oh, you can't test on people. And then you get down there, but if it's for law enforcement purposes or scientific or any form of government research, we can kill you. I mean, the government says they can kill us? I mean, that's how they get scientists to, you know, put a little foster kid in a radiation tank and fry them. And again, people are like, man, that's so morbid. Well, you know what? See, I am offended by Halloween signs of demons and goblins because my four-year-old doesn't like it. And I know enough about death, and I've seen death, and I don't like it. I'm like, you know what? There'll be enough for that when I'm dead in the grave for a million years. You understand, it's not that I'm a wimp. It's because I'm the opposite. I don't like skulls and death because I really know what it is. And let me tell you, I've made a friend of it, but it doesn't mean I'm rushing to get there. But then people, I always notice those that love death and destruction think it's cool. They're like, oh, I don't want to hear about abortion. I don't want to see photos of dead babies. Oh, but you support it. Oh, I don't want to. Well, you think we like it showing it to you? It hurts us, too. We've got to get this out in the open if we're ever going to stop this. Because when we treat animals bad, we end up treating humans bad. And when we treat humans bad, we really treat humans bad. To the point of now in jails, a woman taken in for, unpaid speeding tickets, and you have a miscarriage, they take your dead baby right in front of you, throw it in the toilet, flush it, and laugh at you. And why do those guys always laugh? Because they have to. They have to make it all a joke, the dehumanization they're part of. When you dehumanize somebody, you dehumanize yourself. I've been around people that have been in the ghetto. I've gone many times as a child. Every Christmas we went, and another holidays down to South Dallas, one of the worst areas in the country. And my mother would make, you know, hundreds of sandwiches and soup, and we'd go and serve it to them at the Salvation Army, and we'd stay there sometimes all day. And, you know what? It didn't make me feel superior being around all those pathetic people. But I've been around these yuppies and these social workers and some of them. They like the fact that they're around dumb people. It makes them feel big. You know what? It doesn't make me feel big. It makes me feel low. It makes me feel bad. It makes me feel dirty. It makes me feel sad for humanity because them sinking down means I'm sinking down too. And it means my kids are going to live in a world that's sinking instead of rising. I want humanity rising, not sinking. It really comes down to that. And let me tell you, we're sinking and we're sinking fast. And I tell you, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. My kids are great, but they are spoiled. And you know what? They have not. They've done some charity stuff, but they didn't have to. You know what? This Christmas, they're going to get to spend a couple days in the ghetto, I think. I think that's the answer. It really is the answer. Why don't you go visit kids in the state hospital, folks? You'll see what's really going on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.